Hello, I'm John Jessen with the BBC News. People all over Japan have observed a minute's silence to mark the 70th anniversary of the nuclear attack on Hiroshima. In the city itself, a bell tolled at 8:15 local time when, on August 6, 1945, a US aircraft dropped a bomb that incinerated the city centre. 70,000 people were killed instantly, while a similar number died later from radiation poisoning. In a speech, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the memory of Hiroshima emphasized the need to continue working towards nuclear disarmament.
70 years on, I re-emphasize the necessity of world peace. And we have to continue our effort to achieve the world without nuclear weapons. It is our responsibility, and it is our duty.
The Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has confirmed that a piece of aircraft debris found on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion is from the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared on March 2014. 239 passengers and crew were lost when the aircraft disappeared in what has become the world's greatest aviation mystery. Chiquita Gonzalez's husband, Patrick Gomez, was a crew member on the plane. She said her family's ordeal was not over.
Nervous, anxious, sad, angry, everything rolled into one. I don't know whether there's a name for all of that, but that's how we feel because we're still on a roller coaster ride. It's not the end. Although they found something, you know, it's not the end. They still need to find the whole plane and our spouses as well. We still want them back.
Rescue teams in the Mediterranean are searching for hundreds of migrants after a boat carrying about 600 people capsized off Libya. The authorities say 400 people have been rescued and 25 bodies recovered so far. Melissa Fleming of the UN's Refugee Agency said migrant deaths were unacceptable.
It is unconscionable that people have to take these treacherous journeys. The vast majority of people arriving to Europe across the Mediterranean, and have been 200,000 this year, are people who are fleeing war and conflict and persecution. They've already risked their lives to escape the wars, and now they're risking their lives again because they're fleeing desperation.
The Prime Minister of Tunisia said Britain and France both have a responsibility to help his country police its border to stop Islamic State militants entering from Libya. Tunisia suffered two deadly attacks in recent months. In an interview with a British newspaper, the Prime Minister Habib Assid said France and Britain, which led the air campaign against Colonel Gaddafi in 2011, had helped create what he called the chaos in Libya that allowed IS to grow. World News from the BBC. Egypt is preparing to open a major expansion of one of the world's greatest man-made sea routes, the Suez Canal. A new canal, 35 kilometres long, has been dug parallel to the existing waterway, which has been deepened. Officials say more traffic will now be able to pass through the link, which opened in 1869, to join the Mediterranean with the Red Sea. Two former executives of the Brazilian construction giant OAS have been sentenced to 16 years in jail for corruption. A judge in Brazil said the men were involved in a major corruption scandal at the state-owned oil company Petrobras. Three other former OAS employees have been sentenced to shorter jail terms. The last defendant in the case of Bernard Madoff, the American financier who stole billions of dollars from investors, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for fraud. The conviction of Erwin Lipkin marks the end of prosecutions that have lasted 6 years. More from Simon Ponsford.
Bernard Madoff is serving a jail term of 150 years for one of the biggest and most audacious frauds ever carried out in America. His Ponzi, or pyramid scheme, came to light in 2008. Some $17 billion invested by clients had been raided. Prosecutors said Bernard Madoff could not have done it alone. He needed the help of people like Erwin Lipkin. At a court in Manhattan, the frail-looking defendant admitted falsifying company records. But he said he hadn't known about the Ponzi scheme, and people smarter than him had been taken in by Madoff.
A hunt for a wanted man in the United States ended in embarrassment when armed men mistakenly surrounded the house of a local police chief. The men were from two bond recovery companies looking for a fugitive who had skipped bail, but a false tip-off led them instead to the home of the chief of police in Phoenix, Arizona. Video of the incident shows car lights shining on the house and shouts of "Open the door!" BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。